two, three. I suppose the $6 million question, Ollie, is have Galway got over the shock defeat in the Connacht final?
$6 million question will be sorted out at around about 7:05, because I'd say we'll know pretty quickly, Tom, whether Galway have rectified the mindset as much as anything else, because that was the big shocker for us. I mean, you could just tell with the body language of the Galway players minutes into that Connacht final that things weren't right. I mean, even from the throw-in, Enda Smith, Fionnuala O'Curry and Paul Conroy to catch the ball and set up Roscommon's opening score. And from there to the end of the first half, Smith was the dominant factor. And the Galway players were looking around each other and looking to the sideline for help. And it was just all wrong for a team that were hot favourites to win a Connacht championship, and for a team that did the polar opposite to Mayo. They were now finding themselves the recipients of a side who were far hungrier. And that's not too often that Galway have been found wanting in the hunger department with Kevin Welsh at the helm. But they were definitely at sixes and sevens the last day. So I suppose, look, at the lucky thing is, Tom, they've had more than the week. They've had the 13 days to get their minds right. And that has been the single biggest thing, because whatever about tactical adjustments and making changes of personnel, for me, the single biggest factor as to whether Galway will be competitive or not in Sligo will be whether or not their minds are right, because clearly they weren't the last day.
I know it's, you've been speaking people. You've been speaking to Kevin Walsh, and you're probably hearing from the players as well. Do you feel that confidence is back, or is it still low?
Well, I think that they definitely were rattled the last day, and they were even more rattled by the amount of criticism they got. Because if you think about it, they've had quite an excellent season, and they've only lost one game prior to the Connacht final. That was by a point to Meath, who had a storming last 10 minutes in the league game, but they won every other match. And like, they've been playing very well and beat Mayo second year in a row. They really have come up trumps, and all they needed to do was kind of win a Connacht title convincingly, book a place in the All-Ireland quarter-final, and everybody was saying, well, just Galway stock is definitely up. But then, boom, 70 minutes changes everything, and we're right back where we were with the Tipperary result in the All-Ireland quarter-final last year, which came on the back of hammering Roscommon in a Connacht final. So the Jekyll and Hyde nature of Galway football continues, Tom, and that's the thing about it. When we're on, we're on. But when the minds are not right, this Galway team can look very, very ordinary. So, I mean, I can't say for a second that confidence levels are back, because you don't know. But determination levels are definitely back. And I suppose with that comes a certain confidence if they start the game well, because they definitely are a confident side and they're a streaky side. And I suppose it's like watching the Open Championship in golf. You know, they're anywhere between the Rory McIlroy that played the first 9 holes in the opening round, or the McIlroy who played the back 9 in the opening day and played so well in the second round. So there really is that sort of differential. And you just can't tell until you see that Galway team out on the field and you say to yourself, right, well, look at who are the key guys here and are they on for it today? Gary O'Donnell is the team captain. He's a magnificent player for Galway. And he had his worst ever day out, I would have thought, the last day. And it just didn't work for him. Paul Conroy only fleetingly came into the game, albeit not helped by a bizarre kick-out tactic. And up front, we really didn't offer a whole pile bar a little bit of huffing and puffing from Shane Welsh, but an awful lot of lads went missing. So there is, no matter what level of team you look for, whether it's Donegal's dependency on Michael Murphy, it's Galway's dependency on a couple of key guys like Conroy to be on their game on a given day. And sometimes when that doesn't happen, the rest just kind of capitulate.
The Galway defence, and particularly the full back line, has been under scrutiny for a while. But the forward line, which has been much vaunted, haven't been breaking an awful lot of delf in the championship.
Well, I suppose there's a couple of things here. We had a great run to an All-Ireland Under-21 Championship final against the Dubs. And, of course, the first text that I got after the Leinster final the last day is Con O'Callaghan picks up the man of the match, scores 12 points, is now 14-1 on to be Young Player of the Year. And the fella that cleaned them out in the All-Ireland Under-21 final, a lad by the name of Sean Andy Kelly, is over in Boston working for the summer and isn't involved in the Galway panel at all. So, you know, they're the kind of frustrations that are going through the Galway football fraternity at the moment. Peter Cook, another frontline midfielder with that Under-21 squad, he's over in America, gone for the summer. Killian McDade, another massive wing forward presence who played for Galway during the league. He was the only guy to stay back to play from that Under-21 panel, apart from Michael Daly. And he wasn't deemed good enough to make the 24 to tog for the Connacht final. Another strange decision. So, like what I'm saying, you talk about the full back line. There were a potential couple of options there ready-made from the Under-21 squad. And one of them would have been to put Sean Andy Kelly in there and play. And then that would have helped maybe tighten things up in terms of releasing the likes of Declan Kyne, who's fullback at the moment, and maybe a makeshift one to a more orthodox cornerback. But I think it just comes back to the simple fact is that there's plenty of football in this Galway team. There's plenty of ability. But the single biggest factor as to whether or not they have a chance of beating Donegal will be their mindset and their ability to react to situations on the field. They were not good when they were put on the back foot.
Gary Sice, Danny Cummins, Michael Lundy came in the last day. I see Sean Armstrong is fit again. Do you expect to see changes?
I expect to see Armstrong start. I expect to see Killian McDade play a big role in the game the next day. It was bizarre that he wasn't involved in the 24. Lundy is obviously gone. He may have played his last game for Galway with that straight red card. I think Gary Sice has been a great servant for Galway, but he's definitely coming towards the end of his career. So you're probably looking at other guys. Again, you talk about Gary Sice and Lundy. They're both from Corrifin, as is Michael Farrher. He, towards the end of the league, was becoming a big player for Galway, and they were trialling him at centre-back. And then for some reason, in amidst all of the challenge matches that happened between the huge break, the 9 weeks at the end of winning the league and the Connacht semi-final against Mayo, he kind of disappeared off the face of the earth and now is back now just about making the 24. I mean, he's got game. I mean, he plays centre-forward for Corrifin. He was a centre-back in the making for Galway when they were attempting to try and come up with a solution to this never-ending debate as to whether Garrett Bradshaw or Gary O'Donnell should be at six for Galway. Farrher looked to be a solution there. Will he come into the mix? Probably not at six, but he's definitely a major option for Galway and should be thinking about throwing him in for 20, 25 minutes. And there are plenty of other options there as well in terms of impact players. I mean, Danny Cummins normally is a good impact player, but, again, the problem, I think, again, the last day was just the weather and the type of conditions that players had to endure in Pearce Stadium, and it didn't really suit a player like Danny Cummins, a small, diminutive player. It's going to be a different story in Sligo the next day. And again, you just have to wonder. I think Galway have enough good players to make an impact. But I think even psychologically, Welsh has to put out a different starting 15, if nothing else, to send a message that what the 15 did for 40 minutes against Roscommon just wasn't good enough.